Good morning. Good to have you aboard this morning. 56 degrees and quarter to six. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cans on the other end of the line. Good morning.
Hello.
Ran into Happy your Friday. Son yesterday at Culver's.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's going to be starting there. He's doing his orientation, and he's really excited about it. So it's kind of neat that he ran into you. He messaged me yesterday and said, "Hey, your buddy is here." And I said, "Well, who's there?" And he said, "Mark and Rob Gillette are at Culver's." So yeah, it was kind of neat that he was able to see you there.
He knew that Rob's name sounded familiar, and I was like, "Well, we did some shows with your dad on the radio, so." Back in the day, right?
Yeah, quite a while back, And he probably never listened to this, so. being honest.
I can see him in the Culver's uniform. I didn't yesterday, but I can imagine it. I think he's going to be great. I think it's going to be a great fit there, so.
Yeah, he has a great personality. Mm-hmm. He's really good at being able to engage with people, so, yeah.
I didn't do this, but, like, in my head, I thought about launching into, like, for Rob, I think Rob is just meeting him for the first time about how talented he is musically. I mean, right, the instruments he plays, he sings. Your son is one of my favorite poets. The poetry he writes is outstanding. So,
Yeah, I told him recently, I said, no matter what happens in your life, keep writing. You know, I think he just has a gift for words. So, yeah.
He has that sensitivity, you know, so.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, my mistake yesterday, we launched into the audio of Letters to the Beloved, and I was like, wow, I guess Jason only did six of the Beatitudes. No, somehow I skipped over the first two. So we've got those today, Beatitude Perfect. 1 and 2. So again, I don't know if every day we need to do a brief description for this book, but it's a devotional commentary that you just got in the mail, kind of the proof copy, and it's the entire New Testament. And so how does it feel holding that? Like you're holding a child?
It kind of, you know, it weighs almost as much as a newborn.
Yeah, right,
so
it's heavier
it's
than
big,
some
it's
previous
a big piece of literature. It's yes, indeed.
All right.
No, it's really neat to be able to hold it. So
here we go. Beatitude number one again. You can find the audio of this jasoncans.com and his Facebook page. He's got like more than 30 chapters recorded, but we're starting in Matthew 5. Here we go.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When you recognize that you bring nothing to the table other than being my beloved child, you are in just the right place for inheriting heaven. I know that you want your strengths and gifts to commend you, but they do nothing to secure your status with me.
All right, so blessed are the poor in spirit. I mean, like, did you check out other translations? I mean, are there other ways that this is said to, or...
Yeah, you know, I think that I pulled this right from the ESV. You know, I generally... Mm-hmm. The places I would go, I would look at Eugene Peterson's Message translation. This is the ESV. I would sometimes go to the NLT as well. And I think this is a fairly common rendering of the first beatitude. You know, I think Luke says it a little differently. He says, blessed are the poor. For him, it's not in spirit. It's just blessed are the poor. But,
yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So that's kind of what I jumped off with on this one. And
what's the big takeaway from that then?
Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of times when we come and, you know, from that place of insecurity or pain or difficulty, when we recognize that, boy, you know, I don't measure up to what God's standard is for me. That's exactly the right place we need to be. You know, I think it's Christ that commends us and not our own strengths and gifts.
Mm-hmm. So, I've got one more beatitude. Let's tackle this.
Yeah. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. There will be times when grief, sin, and incompleteness fill you. You may weep over losses you have endured, pains you have caused, or a general sense that this world is not as it should be. In your mourning, my spirit is always with you. I want you to know my embrace, especially in difficult times.
Hmm. I'm going to think about my wife. I mean, she doesn't set out to mourn, but I think she's allowed things to break her heart in terms of the ministry and Teamwork Africa continually. And even recently, I mean, it just happens. I mean, it can, you know, and so often it can happen in your own life. But this world is going to break your heart. And I think...
Yeah.
We look forward to the joy of the morning, but sometimes it's slower to come than we would want it to.
Absolutely. You know, even thinking about your wife and that phrase in there, this general sense that the world is not as it should be.
Yeah.
You know, I can feel that having engaged with her. And, you know, I certainly sense that as well. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think of Revelation 21 where it says, you know, God himself will wipe away every tear, you mm-hmm. know, and that's coming for us. And, mm-hmm. and I think that we hold out hope in that.
Sandy Patty had a birthday this week. For a while, there was a stretch where she was kind of the queen of gospel music.
Yeah.
Here's a duet from her and Wayne Watson. But how old do you think Sandy turned this week?
65. Wow.
Not very a safe good. Game to play with women in general, I would think. I mean, you don't want right. to say, hey, how old do you think that woman is?
So, yeah.
Or guys either. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you at breakfast tomorrow. Jason Gray, maker of mornings. That seems to fit a morning show. 61 degrees, WWIB. Good morning to Susan.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody. Love Jason Gray. Mm-hmm. Love that he's coming to OneFest
yes.
on Sunday.
I know it.
With Eau Claire's own collective choir also on Sunday.
We get Jason twice, right? Because he's part of Saturday's lineup. And then Sunday, I think he's going to speak.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of my understanding.
Okay,
is.
That's fantastic because he, from what I've heard, he's an amazing person, very humble, very powerful speaker. So that'll be great.
I don't know where I get that in my head, but it does say on this flyer here, free Sunday worship, Jason Gray and A Day Waits.
I love
but,
it.
But somehow I got it in my head, so
well,
somebody correct me.
If it's in your head... It may be divine inspiration.
It seems
we'll see on Sunday, everybody.
Somewhere along the way, I heard that he was going to be the speaker. So that would be cool.
Yeah. Also love the OC Supertones. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
My son, Ian, is he's a great trombone mm-hmm. player and was really into ska back in the day. Well, guess what? That mac and cheese ice cream we were talking about, it sold out in 1 hour.
You're kidding.
Nope. As mentioned a few days ago, Kraft and Van Leeuwen Ice Cream joined forces to create a limited edition mac and cheese ice cream flavor. The demand was so great for the dessert debut, the website crashed within 9 minutes.
We only did one segment on it. How did this happen?
The entire 2,000-pint inventory was wiped out online within the hour.
You guys.
What's wrong? I mean...
Doesn't it have, like, bits of cheese in it?
Who knows? Yeah, if Olson's doesn't make it, I'm not interested.
Yeah. They said it tastes like real mac and cheese, which is not something that I had ever envisioned or wanted in ice cream.
I don't want that cold
and creamy.
I'm sure
they did focus groups, right? And they said, people want this.
Did you have ice cream yesterday?
I had a taco dog that I'm raving
Yum.
About. It was really good.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you start with the quarter pound dog
yeah.
and then you put the taco meat on top and cheese. I'm like, why don't I do this at home?
Yeah. Well, and
can, but it's extra special at a picnic.
Davis Dogs yesterday at our parking lot picnic. I have to say, again, the quality of those quarter pound hot dogs, I mean, just really, really good. And Lindsay and I, we tried each other's, so we split. But I got the bacon wrapped splitter, which is a deep fried bacon wrapped hot dog. And then we got a Chicago dog as well, too. And I heard others raving about the Chicago dog, how good it was. And it lived up to billing. The French fries were excellent. And they give you a ton of them. My kids love the French fries.
Yes.
But the Ellsworth cheese curds were phenomenal. And that's a new menu
you
item
like
for Davis Dogs.
You like the cheese curds? That's such a shocker. You would like the cheese curds.
I know,
curds.
Right? Yeah, very, very good.
Aw, that's so... I mean, there was a great variety of things to taste. And
you better believe we got ice cream, too, though.
any reviews on the ice cream? Standout flavors?
So I have a three-year-old who's very persuasive, we'll say.
That's the kind one.
Yes, and so said three-year-old... was bouncing on the inflatables from Rock and Roll to Go Plus and getting hot, getting sweaty.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to wait for ice cream. And Daddy really didn't feel like dealing with a three-year-old who didn't want to wait in public at a parking lot picnic. So we went and got her some cotton candy ice cream.
Oh, yum.
While we were going to go afterward and then get our Davis dogs. And so Nora finished all her ice cream. But by the time my family wound our way back to Olson's to get ice cream, Nora thought, I want ice cream again.
It's time for more ice cream.
We've heard this story before.
And so we got cotton candy for Lily and Cooper, and we got the Mackinac Island fudge and a waffle cone for yours truly. It was fantastic.
That sounds
good.
But
we got mocha mud pie in a dish for Lindsay to share with Nora, because Daddy wasn't going to completely give in.
No.
Partially.
Pull the line.
Yeah, Nora absconded with the dish from my wife, who, of course, was like, well, I didn't need any.
She's so cute. How can you not let her?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, Nora, and I think there's a Facebook photo or two on the WWIB page that includes my children and the fun they were having yesterday, but also including the wild laughing face of Nora when she's getting ice cream in her. She loves her Olsen. Yep. She loves it.
And then back to the inflatables for plenty more bouncing after that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And kid heaven yesterday.
We're just so grateful for everyone who came out. And you can check out photos on the WWIB Radio Facebook page, or we shared them on the Web Wake Up Show page. But over $2,300 raised for Hope Gospel Missions, Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children. So
fantastic.
Thank you for your generosity.
That's so good.
12 minutes before 8 on a Friday morning here on the Web Wake Up Show. It is our tradition. I'm not going to pull out my Tevye rendition here, but it is our tradition here on the Web Wake Up Show that we bring you all you might have missed in the past week, whether it be news, sports, politics, pop culture. We know you're busy. We want to keep you informed. We want to do it in condensed fashion because we respect your time. It's called Headlines. Here we go.
Well, you've seen a lot of ads for this watching the NBA Finals. The new Space Jam movie starring LeBron James is getting some bad reviews.
I guess in basketball lingo, they would say it's an airball.
Yeah, there you go.
In a survey, New York City was ranked number one rudest city in America.
Now, the cities that weren't number one have some really nasty things to say about them.
According to a report, Mississippi remains America's most obese state.
It's the only place in America where you can buy one-a-day vitamins in bacon flavor.
They just need the extra calories from spelling Mississippi.
How many polls make Mississippi look bad? It's never ending. A man in India called police to complain that his neighbor was commanding ghosts to steal his chickens.
Commanding ghosts to steal his chickens. Would that be a poultrygeist?
Good one. Another recent survey shows 18% of pet owners mention their pets in their wills.
All your dog wants is for you to leave him the good couch.
Five members of a Texas family were arrested last week for their parts in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol.
In hindsight, a family trip to Disney World would have been wiser.
And cheaper, probably.
Yeah.
And finally, in a poll on manners, nearly 70% of the people questioned said that Americans are ruder than they were 20 or 30 years ago.
And then the other 30% refused to answer yet another ridiculous survey and told the pollsters to go jump in a lake. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Here is a very heartwarming story out of Nashville. A photo of two little boys holding hands at a Tennessee school is going viral. And what was happening in the photo is even more heartwarming. WTVF reports 5-year-old Nate the Great, as his teachers call him, is vision impaired and has autism. The boy next to him in class, Hoosby, adorable name, Hoosby was told by his teacher, please help your classmate find the door to get outside. Well, not only did Hoosby do that, he led him to the playground. He led Nate to the playground, played with him, and now multiple classmates have joined to help and befriend Nate. And Nate is learning to communicate for the first time in his life.
That is phenomenal.
I know.
I love it. And again, I mean, kindness is free, right? It doesn't cost you anything to be kind, but so many times we want to stay in our own bubble. It's like that Matthew West song, My Own Little World. And when we let that bubble go out a little bit and the population of our own little world just grows a little bit, a little bit, God's kindness leads us to repentance. And so our kindness is just an echo, an echo, a glimpse of his glory, an echo of his kindness to us.
And I love how Hoosby didn't just leave him. You know, he's like, well, I was supposed to take him.
Do the minimum possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think, well, it was the teacher's suggestion that got this rolling. And who is our teacher? Our teacher is the Lord. So if God gives us a little hint or a little inclination, maybe I should do that. Let's take him up on it and then go above and beyond. It will change the world. This little twerp didn't know that the whole nation was going to be encouraged by this picture.
He just saw an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just love that story. And it challenges me to look for opportunities to be kind and then do a little bit extra.
Let's do it today, friends.
The Web Wake Up Show is a 3.5-hour daily show from 5:30 to 9. We hope you listen to as much of it as possible. We condensed this past week now down to 3.5 minutes.
Wow.
Mark can't help but listen to all my pet peeve songs. His toes, they start a-tapping, and he starts to hum along. These silly little ditties get stuck inside his head. The soundtrack of his workday and while trying to go to bed.
Well, when you live in Detroit, yeah, you go somewhere worse. You know, you go to Toledo or Fort Wayne. It makes you feel better about your choices in life. You know what I mean?
What's a weird phobia you have? For starters, someone said a weird phobia they have is they hate balloons popping.
That's not weird. That's completely appropriate.
It's kind of scary sometimes, right? Especially if out of the blue. Oh.
And there's a 58-year-old someone in my household who hates balloons popping. And also that jumper cables thing when people come and like they quick grab your waist. I'm like,
Something that's not on the list that could be is clowns.
People don't like clowns.
Thanks, Pennywise.
It's not there.
Now I lay me down to crumbs in the butter dish.
Weird phobias you have, people in giant mascot suits. I think like the Bernie Brewer and like the sausage races and stuff that they have at what was formerly Miller Park. I think those seem fun. Carson Park does that too. But I can understand if you're at like Disney or whatever and it's like you don't necessarily know who's under there.
Right.
And, yeah.
Once you're old enough to know that isn't really Donald Duck, you start to get really scared.
High five. High five. No, that's where you're like, nope, 6 feet. Let's just keep the social distancing.
Yeah. Tonight, Jesse Hamble and the Bold Commoners. That's 6 until 7 tonight here at WWIB. I don't know. Susan, are you going to be singing with them tonight?
Possibly, probably, and then usually I'm asked to leave after that. But that's okay. It's worth it for my 30 seconds in the sun.
There you go.
Catchy or an earworm, whatever term you like. It's in your head for good, like knowing how to ride a bike. These tunes are lodged up in your brain, and now I have real clout. Because once they're in your noggin, good luck trying to get them out.
This one I do not get.
Yeah.
Somebody says they have a weird phobia opening a can of biscuits. That's super fun.
Yeah, it is going to pop.
What are you afraid of?
I guess
delicious biscuits?
The expansion of the dough.
Here's the thing, though. I can understand this weird phobia, even though I would rather have the biscuits so I overcome the fear. But it's just, you don't know when it's going to pop.
The uncertainty. Talk about winning the weekend. You're around the water cooler at work. What did you guys do over the weekend? I was at the fair. I was over here. Mm-hmm. I flew to space.
What?
That's what 71-year-old billionaire Richard Branson can say as he and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of 53.5 miles.
One person said driving on bridges. I love driving on bridges
too.
Personally, but I could see that, sure.
But Mark, you said...
Let me further add Liberian bridges because
there
those
you go.
Are very uncertain sometimes.
Oh, every time I do an open mic or anything, I would never call myself aspiring because I spend 10 minutes staring at the mirror saying, you're funny. You're funnier than Tina Fey. You're funnier than Amy Poehler. You're the funniest woman in the world. Now get out there and slay.
You can't get them out.
There it is. The best of the week.
So good.
Thank you, Mark.
Great job.
I missed some of Susan's lines. I'm glad I heard it with everybody else.
She makes some good lines even before 7 sometimes.
Sometimes.